The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Now that we've reached the last Sunday of the church year, things get challenging. The green season of growth has allowed ample time for us to equip ourselves in our faith. And Jesus asks, "Are you ready? Are you prepared? I'm coming." Next Sunday, the vestments will be blue. Advent is here. It's a season of hope and excitement as we anticipate our Lord's second coming. But it's also a season of repentance, a time when our faith takes hold of its object, the crucified Jesus, a time when our faithlessness is confessed and forgiven, because Jesus has taken care of it all on the cross. And we'll visually see that next week when the crucifix is put back up on the altar. Seeing Jesus, act of love, prepares us and gives us hope. Receiving Christ's sacrificial death equips us. It equips those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, thus giving us faith. A faith which loves God's word. A faith which yearns to learn more. A faith which seeks to serve and love. In our text today, Jesus teaches us about faith with the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 foolish, 5 wise. And the parable goes something like this. 10 virgins were gathered around the groom's door to meet the bride and groom for the marriage celebration. Now, to give a bit of background of Jewish marriage customs, a bride and groom were married at the bride's house. Then they and a few of their friends would parade throughout their town or village for an unforeseeable amount of time. They received praise from people who, having heard the celebration, ran out of their house to say, "Congrats!" Their marriage was declared to everyone. But this wasn't the big celebration. The big celebration happened when the bride and groom came to the groom's house. The 10 virgins and other folks would welcome the processional into the house, lighting the way with their lamps, and the door would be shut. Invited guests only. But while the 10 virgins were waiting, they grew tired. Almost seems like they forgot why they were there. Once it was announced, the groom was on the way. A predicament unfolds. The 5 wise virgins had oil for their lamps to welcome the processional into the house. The 5 foolish virgins had run out of oil. and there wasn't enough oil to go around. So in order not to prove themselves useless in illuminating the path to the wedding banquet, the foolish virgins left to go get more. But they didn't make it in time. The groom made it back home, and the marriage feast began, and they were on the outside looking in, all because they didn't prepare well. They were there to party, not to think ahead. They grew tired, apathetic, in their waiting, and they proved to be bad guests. And if things couldn't get worse, the groom said, "I don't know you." Those words should be worse than hell itself. Those words reminisce when Jesus says earlier in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus challenges us with this parable. It's about keeping alert, keeping watch for Jesus coming again. To understand the parable, we need to define things in this parable. The groom is Jesus. The 10 virgins are the church. The marriage feast is the eternal heavenly feast. We get a taste of this feast here in the Eucharist. The oil is faith. The door being shut is when Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead. We join the 10 virgins in waiting for our bridegroom to return. We know that it will happen, but the question is, are we prepared? Is knowing that he will return to judge the living and the dead enough? As Lutherans, we've basically copyrighted the saying, "Saved by grace through faith alone." But what is faith? Faith isn't head knowledge, a simple acknowledgement that Jesus existed 2,000 years ago, though that's part of it. Faith is trust. It trusts that though we suffer, it's for our good. It trusts that Jesus has our best interests at heart, even when he tells us to not do the things we want to do or to do the things we don't want to do. We join St. Paul in saying, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." But in the spiritual battle, Satan wants to take away your oil, that is, your faith, your trust. He wants you to intellectually agree to Jesus, but not for you to live your life to his glory. He wants you to believe a theology of glory, that good things happen to Christians because of their faith, almost like an earthly reward system. He wants you to put off your devotional Bible reading because then you can't equip yourself with the only thing that can defeat him, the Word of God. He wants you to think church is optional. He wants you to put off prayer after an exhausting day of work and taking care of kids. He wants you to think mere intellectual assent is the minimum requirement for life eternal. Remember the unforgiving servant last week? His fault was that he was unaffected by the master's generosity. And that's also what we have here. The foolish virgins have not prepared themselves to celebrate with the groom, and the invitation has been squandered. Jesus gives this warning to his church not to scare us, but because he loves us. Though it's a bit of tough love. because we learn that the Christian life is tough. Jesus reminds us that the Christian life is preparation for the marriage feast to come, where heavenly food is abundant. And faith receives this food. True Christian faith feeds on food which would poison Satan. Reading scripture, prayer, receiving Christ in word and sacrament. This is our food. You get this food at church, but don't starve yourselves throughout the rest of the week to become gluttons on Sunday. Read a chapter of your Bible as a family after dinner. Come to Bible study. Listen to God talking to you through His Word. That's where He promises to do it. Speak back to God in prayer. That's what scripture and prayer is, after all. It's a conversation. Grow in your faith. Bring your oil so your lamp doesn't go out. Prepare yourselves for Christ's second coming. We don't know the time or the place, and we shouldn't obsess ourselves answering that question. He comes like a thief in the night. No one knows when. Not even Jesus himself knows. Only the Father knows. So as we enter Advent, we not only celebrate the first coming of Jesus in the manger, but we prepare ourselves for Jesus' second coming. But when he comes, the amount of oil you have is it. No quick trips to Walmart to pick some up. What you have is what you have. So come to midweek Advent services, and Jesus will teach us how to pray to Him. Come, so that we can eat spiritual food together, and not starve ourselves throughout the week. Come, so that you can equip yourself with the Word of God, and fight the good fight of faith against Satan, who is relentless at dragging us down. May our crucified and risen Lord equip us with this victory. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.